Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Absolutely thrilled, delighted beyond belief to be bringing you this Law of Attraction podcast. I am so excited. I'm sitting in an empty house. Well, it's almost empty. We still have the microphone on. We're still bringing you this podcast, but we are moving. And so I hope not to have an interruption in the podcast. Even during the move, we're recording some in advance, but we'll see how that goes. You know how moves are, right? Okay. Hey, listen, we need your help. We're trying to reach more people with an empowering message. And the way to do that is with more 5-star reviews on iTunes. So if you can take a few moments of your time, go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review and why and how this podcast has helped you. It will really mean a lot to us, but I'm sure it will also mean a lot to someone else who has discovered the podcast and is getting something out of it, just like you are, hopefully, every morning. Well, we've talked to a lot of people over the last few days, and I'm delighted to be bringing in new people into the Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching Program. It's absolutely thrilling. I mean, I'm just excited. I'm motivated. I love these people because they want to help people and they want to empower other people's lives as well as their own. And it's just a wonderful thing to be working with people that are sincerely dedicated to the law of attraction and to success consciousness. You know, back when I was a little boy, I used to watch football with my father. And I don't want to tell you that it was on a black and white TV. That would age me. But it was. And I can remember every now and then there would be a Green Bay Packer game. Now, we were on the West Coast, so we mostly got the San Francisco 49ers. This is before the Seattle Seahawks existed. And I loved watching football. But there was something I enjoyed watching even more. And I didn't know what it was or why he affected me the way he did. But it is when the camera would pan over onto the sideline and show Vince Lombardi, the great coach of the Green Bay Packers, oftentimes animated beyond anything I've ever seen in the NFL today, yelling, screaming, raising his hands. I mean, just filled with light and energy and passion and determination. And when you go back and you look at what Vince Lombardi did as a coach, it's absolutely astonishing. It's almost impossible. He created a dynasty of winning. Now, I'm going to ask you an honest question. Would you like to win more in your business? I mean, it sounds like a stupid question. I'm serious. Answer it. Answer it now. Would you like to win more in your relationships? Would you like to win more with your physical body? Would you like to just be in the habit of winning? This is a serious question. Well, first off, as Lombardi said, you have to pay the price. There is a price. You've got to put skin in the game. And I get so many people, who will think nothing about investing several thousand dollars in a new carpet or a vacuum cleaner or an appliance or a wardrobe or some travel, vacation time, weekend vacations, getting away. They think nothing of spending thousands of dollars. But when it comes to saving their marriage and their relationship, they don't want to part with a penny. They don't want to give up old habits. They don't want to give up old beliefs. And they don't want to invest any money. Where are their priorities? What does that tell the universe? What does that say to the universe? I've run into that with business people all the time. They will invest and spend money on all kinds of things. But when it comes to spending money on client acquisition or advertising or marketing. Oh, I don't need any more marketing. I don't need any more advertising. I've got enough. And they wonder why they're sitting there wondering who to talk to, who to call on. Maybe they're not spending enough time and energy and finances in education. Do you have any idea how much time and money Rachel and I invest every single month in education? We're always you know, my education goes back to the ancient mysteries, to the divine mystery schools. But that doesn't mean I've stopped learning. I am always learning, investing time. And you have no idea how many pounds, thousands of pounds of books were moving. Oh my God, I wish I would have invented a Kindle years ago. You've got to pay the price.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Now I'm going to read something that Lombardi wrote, a speech he gave, and I'm going to give it a little bit of commentary as we go. I really want you to listen to this one. If you don't listen to any other podcast, this is the one. Because isn't it time you start winning in your marriage, in your relationship, in your business, in your sales career? Isn't it time? Winning is not a sometime thing. It's an all the time thing. You don't win once in a while. You don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is a habit. And unfortunately, so is losing. There is no room for second place. There is only one place in my game, and that's first place. I have finished second twice in my time at Green Bay, and I don't ever want to finish second again. There is a second place bowl game. But it's a game for losers, played by losers. It is, and always has been, an American zeal to be first in anything we do, and to win, and to win, and to win. Some of you have lost that zeal. Some of you have patted yourself on the back for coming in third. Or second. Well, I did really good last month. I came in fourth out of 50 salespeople. I was fourth. I did very good. But you didn't win. Some of you who are in multi-level marketing are satisfied with bringing in one or two new friends or associates a month, and you think you've done very well. But the person who's winning is bringing in 50. Some of you are just barely getting by in your marriage. You're not even living under the same damn roof. And if you are, you're not sharing your heart and soul and spirit together. You don't have goals anymore that you share. You're getting by. You're coming in third or second place. But you're not winning. You don't have a relationship that sparkles with light and love and joy. Some of you are building a business, but you're struggling day to day, wondering how you're going to pay the damn bills. And you keep doing things the same way. And you make excuses for the way you do it. I have clients like that. I'll say, why aren't you talking to more people? Why aren't you putting more pressure on these people to make decisions? Why don't you give them a deadline? Help people advance their life and they will help you advance your business life.
Well, I don't do things that way. You know, I mean, this is how we've always done it.
Well, then why do you expect things to change? Not a damn thing is going to change if you do things the same old way. If you're still going to the same old psychic, the same old psychologist, blah, 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 and getting nothing, you will never invoke a miracle or massive change in your life. And I mean that. Let's go back to Lombardi. Every time a football player goes to ply his trade, he's got to play from the ground up, from the soles of his feet right up to his head. Every inch of him has to play. Some guys play with their heads. That's okay. You've got to be smart to be number one in any business. But more importantly, you've got to play with your heart, with every fiber of your body. If you're lucky enough to find a guy with a lot of head and a lot of heart, he's never going to come off the field second. You know, that's what I love about Michael Jordan. When his high school coach said, no, you can't play on this team. And Jordan said, well, what do I have to do to make the team? He said, well, you can't make it this year. You're not good enough. But if you'll come into this gym every day at 6 a.m. when the school opens and practice an hour of shooting, for 1 hour every single day, practice your drills before school even starts. Maybe you'll have a chance. Maybe you'll make the high school team. Well, Michael made more than the high school team, didn't he? He became arguably the best basketball player of all times. You know, I've had kids because I mentor baseball players, baseball athletes. And I've had young guys tell me, why should I have to hit on a tee, practice on a tee? That's for kids. And I said, just do it. It's the right thing to do it. You work on your fundamentals. And they'll practice and they'll take 20 swings and they'll say, coach, I'm done. I'll say, do you know how many cuts, how many swings Alex Rodriguez took today? No. He took 500. And he's in the major leagues. He's one of the best hitters in baseball. And he took 500 cuts. He takes 500 cuts every day. Why? Because he wants to remain the best. Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to pay the price in time, in energy, in dedication, in heart, in money, in soul, in fiber, to be number one in whatever it is your intention is? Running a football team is no different than running any other kind of organization, says Lombardi. An army, a political party, or a business. The principles are the same. The object is to win, to beat the other guy. Maybe that sounds hard. Maybe that sounds cruel to some. I don't think it is. You see, it's a reality of life that men are competitive, and the most competitive games draw the most competitive men. That's why they're there, to compete. The object is to win fairly, squarely, by the rules, but to win. And in truth, I've never known a man worth his salt who in the long run, deep down in his heart, didn't appreciate the grind, the discipline. There's something good, men, that really yearn for discipline and that harsh reality of head-to-head combat. I don't say these things because I believe in the brute nature of men or that men must be brutalized to be combative. I believe in God. I believe in human decency. I am firmly a believer in man's finest hour, his greatest fulfillment to all he holds dear. In that moment, when he has worked his heart out in a good cause and lies exhausted on the field of battle, victorious. Lombardi wasn't talking about football. He was talking about life. Are you a winner? Are you willing to work your heart out? If you work with me as a client in Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching, you will work your heart out. You will leave it all on the battlefield. You will put skin in the game, but you will win. Now, when Lombardi wrote this, obviously, in the early 60s, he wrote it at a time when it was appropriate to just say men, but it applies to women as well. I have to say one thing before I go. You know, for little 5-year-olds and 4-year-olds, it's okay to have a participation trophy. I think it's wonderful. I think everybody at that age deserves to be rewarded just for participating. But by the time they get a little bit older, 12, 13 years of age, 11, even 11, these participation trophies are ridiculous. What do they mean? They only mean one thing. You lost. You showed up and lost. I think that we need more rewards for people who are willing to put it all in, who are willing to put skin in the game, who are willing to attract from the center of their soul what they desire. And yes, in life, the trophy is more money or a good marriage or more happiness or better health or better vitality or better experiences. That's the trophy in life. We need to teach those trophy principles to our youth. I understand that some schools are doing away with valedictorian. This is absolutely pathetic and you should fight against it. Why? Because it teaches mediocrity. Do you want a mediocre marriage? Do you want a mediocre relationship? Do you like mediocre sex? Gee, I want some mediocre sex tonight. Do you want a mediocre business, a mediocre career, mediocre health, mediocre life? If you desire more, I want you to claim your 30 minutes of Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching. Visit us at our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. We'll give you that 30 minutes. We'll talk about what we can do together. But I will demand that you win. I will teach you every skill available, skills that have never been written about, that are part of a divine mystery tradition, plus modern techniques. I will teach you how to use them and apply them to develop the life that you desire, filled with spirit, light, love, passion, and winning. Have a great day now because you absolutely deserve it. Hi, Robert Zink, master founder of the Ruach Healing Method. Attention all healers, energy workers, manifestors, and light workers in the New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, and Texas area. Rachel and I will be sharing a special two-day workshop we call Healing Beyond Belief. Now, I've had the privilege of sharing this incredible two-day healing intensive in places like Zurich, London, Strasbourg, New York, Chicago, Pasadena, Seattle, and other special locations, including Asheville, North Carolina. We have seen and experienced amazing miracles during this two-day healing event. During this weekend, you will not only see and experience real healing, you'll become certified in the Ruach Healing Method, Angelic Healing, Advanced Energy Healing, and Energy Manipulation.
Hi, Rachel here. We promise that you will experience healing like never before in our special two-day intensive workshop and certification program. As a special bonus, those that attend will also receive Level 1 Reiki Attunement if you are not already attuned.
Rachel and I are expecting to see astonishing energy healing miracles at this weekend event. I believe for anyone who takes the time to make the trip, this weekend will be a real life changer.
It's important to register now. We have a limited number of spaces. And the sooner you sign up, the better. We keep these workshops small, intimate, very personal, and very intense energy. This is not a weekend you will want to pass up.
Okay, now, make sure that you attend. Get all the details on our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com. Seriously, don't put this off. Space is already beginning to fill up. This will be a healing experience like perhaps you have never seen before. So we both look forward to seeing you and spending an incredible week with you in Taos, New Mexico.